We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From Comcast Sports at CSNPhilly.com, the great Ruben Freck. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys. Hate to interrupt your riveting conversation about parking.
Give it to him, Rube.
Rube, I don't like that attitude. All right.
What's up, guys?
I just wanted to talk about all the independent bands you write about because people are dying to know about that stuff.
Is that right?
Let's get to the Birds. We are having a big problem here about the performance of the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line. Please evaluate it for us in Sunday's game.
Not good. I know Carson took some of the blame for holding the ball too long, which he did, but. It's not good. And, you know, Sam Mahlo was awful, but, you know, the other guys weren't great either. I don't think Lane might have had one of his worst games, you know, that he's been out there for. The whole thing was just, it was a trainer. And I do think I would have put Wiz in there. I would have just said, you know what, let's solidify this thing. I mean, people make changes all the time. Coaches make changes. If a guy's getting beat that bad, doesn't mean you're giving up on your third round pick. It doesn't mean you're saying he can't play, but got to get in there and right the ship. And Wisniewski is just a solid guy. He played six games of left guard last year and did fine. I would have made that change, you know, at halftime. But, hey, they didn't see fit to do that.
Now, before you make the case for the Eagles actually not having been that bad against the run, Rube, I'm really curious about the whole concept that we've got guys like Jonesy pointed out before, DeMarco Murray, before he got here, was the leading rusher in the league. DeMarco Murray left after a year here and put big numbers up again in Tennessee. The only constant is the Eagles line, and that line is anchored by the center, Jason Kelce. Can we now say unequivocally, Rube, that Kelce is a bad run blocker?
It's not the strength of his game, is it? I think we see that. It's just not. And the thing about Kelce is, you know, he gives you a lot of positives with his athleticism and his, you know, his intelligence and leadership and all that. But no, I mean, he's not a prototypical anchor center that's going to help you run for, you know, 2,000 yards a season. That's just not who he is right now at this point in his career. So they got a decision to make with him.
They do. I mean, immediate decision, Rube, or what do you think? Are they actually looking at it now wondering?
Well, you want to put Sam Mahlo at center after what you saw?
No.
You know, Wisniewski's the only guy. I mean, I just don't think they're going to make that change. I don't think Stoutland would ever make that change in the middle of a season, taking Kelce out. I just think this is but I also think, you know, it's not like the running game was awful either. And, you know, he just didn't stick with it. And any offensive lineman will tell you, you can't run the ball effectively if you're doing it like once per drive or once per quarter. You know, it's something you have to commit to. I mean, even Andy Reid, for crying out loud, stuck with Kareem Hunt. He was 8 for 9 before that long touchdown run. And if Andy Reid is kind of, you know, setting the blueprint for how you should stick to a running game, then you know you're really, you know, in bad shape.
All right. Well, you really broke this down. Could you explain to our audience how the run was not as bad as it now is being portrayed?
Yeah, well, Doug keeps saying we got to fix the running game. But when you look at it, you know, the running backs average 4 yards a carry, which is it's about the league average. It's not great, but it's not terrible. And it was actually 4.5 until the last carry of the game, which was like early in the fourth quarter. Sproles averaged 4.8 yards a carry, which is fine. Smallwood had three runs. One was 8 yards on a first and 10, and then he had two minus twos. So, like, where is the fixing needed? You know, you're talking about two minus two, but that's how the running game is. You're not getting 5 yards every pop. Nobody is, even when you run it well. There's a minus two, there's a plus two, and then you bust a big one. And we saw that. You know, how many times would Shady be like, you know, three carries for 2 yards in the first quarter, and then he'd get going? You know, it never works if you don't stick with it. And what I saw was a coach that, you know, over the last three quarters, he didn't even try to run the ball. You know, in his mind, it wasn't working, I guess because there was no 50-yard touchdowns. I don't think he's got a guy who can run 50 yards for a touchdown. But when you look at the numbers, I mean, they were fine. They were averaging almost 5 yards a carry, just the running backs, that's not counting Wentz's carry, so, you know, for a lot of yards. So I don't know if there's a breakdown in his quality control, in the communication between upstairs, who's supposed to be tracking this stuff. Somebody needs to tell Doug, hey, the running game is not, you know, the problem here. You know, you got to stick with it. And the last nine drives of the game, they had either zero or one carry on eight of them. So how are you going to run the ball effectively and consistently? And they averaged 5 yards on first down. They actually averaged more yards running the ball on first down than throwing the ball on first down.
It's a great argument. It's really, the way you break it down, Rube, nobody looks at things the way you do, but it's logical. All right, so
doesn't make sense. What he's standing up there saying does not make sense.
Here's the thing, Rube. This is where the coach now comes out and plays a card yesterday that I think is the worst card you can play. All right, I want you to hear this and react to this because you know how passionate we are in this city. This is the National Football League. Here's our head coach, Doug Peterson.
I feel like, too, that I'm still learning a little bit. But at the same time, I had just that great feeling. And the way we were, you know, the way Alshon was playing yesterday, and we had some, you know, great throws down the field to Ertz yesterday. And, you know, Torrey made a great play in the second half. I just felt like that, you know, putting the ball in their hands at that time was the right thing to do.
Rube, this is not an apprenticeship. It's the NFL. How can you say
shocked.
I'm still...
I
you
was
were shocked by that, too.
Stunned that he said that.
Tell me why.
You can't stand up there. I mean, guys win Super Bowls in their second year. You're not learning how to be a head coach in your second year. That floored me. I was totally blown away that he stood up there and said that. You know, there's no five-year plans anymore. I mean, even Andy went to the... You know, second round of the playoffs in a second year. Kotai won a playoff game in a second year, for crying out loud.
Not Kotai.
Kotai. Kotai.
Yeah, I'm still learning. It's not like he's 31 either, Rube. He's been in the game a long time. My God, yeah. I can't believe he said that. All right, what do you think the current state of mind is for LeGarrette Blount?
Well, last time he didn't get any carries in the game was in Pittsburgh, and, you know, he left the field early and got cut the next day. I mean, listen, LeGarrette Blount was never committed to being an Eagle. You could tell from day one. This is why you got to draft players. You don't bring them in as 30-year-old free agents. Because when you draft a guy, I mean, Brian Westbrook, he wanted to be an Eagle. His whole life was being an Eagle. He still wants to be around the team and be an Eagle. All these guys who are homegrown talents, they're committed to this thing. It means something to wear that jersey. You bring in LeGarrette Blount, he couldn't care less. This is a stopping point for 1 year. This is like a layover when you're flying from, you know, Kansas City to Philly and you stop in Chicago for an hour, like I did yesterday. LeGarrette Blount is on a layover right now. He couldn't care less. I don't think he cares that he didn't get any carries because this team means nothing to him. This season means nothing to him. It's a stopping point. It's a contract. And you know, until this team consistently drafts good players, you're going to have these guys, whether it's Jason Babin or Kerry Williams or, you know, Vince Young, you're going to have these older free agents who couldn't give a crap about being Eagles. And, you know, I think that's a big part of the problem. I mean, you got to be able to draft players consistently, which they haven't done in a decade. So they grow together as Eagles. They want to be here. You know, and LeGarrette Blount couldn't care less about being an Eagle. You could tell in the way he plays the game. He's just stopping through.
Well, I got to tell you, Rube, you just blew me away with that assessment. That was pretty awesome. Rube, one last thing. Right? And this, to me, I love Rube's 25 points. They're even stuff that I don't know that much about. Mm-hmm. Somehow he has such a passion for it that he makes you care. But you had a story, Rube. In there. Uh-huh. This may be the funniest Jeff Lurie story ever told. Could you pick it up? This is after the first game in Washington, right, Rube? Pick up the story.
So is this the story about parking or something
No,
different?
This is the story at the train station.
All right. So the game ends, and I take an Uber to New Carrollton Amtrak Station, which is like 5 minutes from FedEx Field. And I have like almost an hour before my train. So I'm looking for a place to sit down and write, but there's in this train station, this is the worst train station I've ever seen. There's nowhere to sit. There's not a bench in the entire station. There's not a table. There's nowhere. So I got to get this work. So I sit down on the floor on this dank, like musty corridor, And I look a little disheveled, you know. I'm probably looking, you know, it's the end of a long day. My shirt's out, you know. My hair's probably messed up, you know, as it always is. And I sit there and I start working. And I guess I looked a little, you know, maybe like a homeless dude sitting in a train station. And a minute later, there's this commotion, and all these security guards clear the area, and they leave me for some reason. And here comes the entire Eagles traveling party, the players, the team, the front office, the coaches. And I've forgotten that they take a charter Amtrak from New Carrollton to 30th Street Station. So I'm sitting there, and Jeff Lurie walks by, and he sees me like looking like a homeless dude, and he gets this look on his face. He shakes his head, and he gets this like this look of mock disgust on his face, and he reaches into his pocket and pretends to pull out a dollar bill and hand it to me.
That's great.
Did you have, like, a little cigar box or something in front of you?
I had everything but that. I think I could have made some money. And, you know, Doc walked by and looked at me and said, Rube, I didn't realize it ever gotten this bad for you.
No, but this is the thing, Rube. In a separate number in your 25 points, you talked about one of the greatest thrills of your life, appearing on stage with a band, right? You were the keyboard player?
Yeah, with a band called Illinois. We were at Union Transfer on Wednesday, opening for Mondo Cosmo. Yeah, it was amazing. Right, it was an amazing experience. Yep.
So, Rube, here's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking of money-making ideas. Get the keyboard, go out to the train station, play some numbers, put the box out, make a few bucks.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I could kind of combine two random points into one.
In the Fifth Street Tunnel.
That's great. Rube, that
I can
piece...
work the tunnel circuit.
Rube, we love you, man. Rube and Frick, CSF Philly. Always great, Rube. Thanks, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.